The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, that's a great idea. 855-993-7569. I was just saying to Blake, guess what's going on right outside my window? And he said a car accident, which was not a bad guess. But no, it's the America Cup race practice, which has actually been going on for a couple of days. I was trying to figure out what was going on. And so I finally sort of called somebody and said in my building, is that the America Cup? And he said, yep, tomorrow. And this is the first time since 1920 that the America Cup has been in New York. It's going to various venues. It's been in Newport for a long time. But 1920, that's 96 years.
Crazy.
Can you believe that? So I don't actually know how they do it. There are a huge number of, there are like five or six huge yachts. And you can't, I'm high enough up, it's a little hard to tell perspective. But they've been putting, in the last couple of days, they've been towing out these, like, they look like little tents, like water, like flotation tents. And I guess the whole point is the race is that you have to go, it's like a slalom course or something. I don't actually know. I've been to Newport once for the races, but nobody pays any attention to the races, and you're so far away from it that you can't really see what's going on. And I am high enough up and right over it that it should be kind of interesting. I have to figure out what time it actually occurs. And what I realized yesterday is how big those yachts must be because how fast they were traveling. But, I mean, here they just look like kind of cool sailboats, but then you look at everything else that looks like little tiny ants and you think, oh, no, they must be pretty good size. But there's this huge controversy about the Emirates and the United States trying to bring the cup back, and so that's pretty interesting. Happened right outside. And apparently, it's pea soup today. I would not want to be out in the water today. It's one of those cold, rainy, it's like 48 degrees or something. And 48 degrees isn't awful, except, in spring. But it's also drizzly and overcast and foggy. And you're on the water, which lowers everything about 10 degrees. And I don't know how much wind there is. It's a little hard to tell. Because the best indicators of wind are the flags, and they're all soggy today, so I don't know what's going on. I will report back. Well, everybody will know, I guess, by next week who won it or how it went. And I guess if you're interested in, you watch over the weekend. But it's something like having an eyewitness, even if the scale is a little off. So there we go. Today is International Don't Diet Day. I'm so on board with that. Actually, I'm not. I have to MC a big event. Blake, can you tell on Facebook whether people are leaving me jokes? Because that's one of the things I ask for people to do is to leave me some jokes. It occurs to me I've come up with three, two of which I can use, one of which I don't think I can. I have to sort of run by the guy who's running it. But I don't think I can. I think if it's using an unpleasant word, it's a hilarious joke and I really love it. But I don't think I can do it. So there we go. So you don't have to diet today. Do you ever diet, Blake? Man, guys don't diet.
I tried, but it's with the hectic schedule. It's my willpower is not there.
Yeah, my most effective way when I was a little bit younger and I guess my metabolism worked a little bit better. I tended to put on weight when I went to visit family or relatives or whatever because they would feed me. And because they lived on a different coast, I was always somewhat sleep deprived. So when I got home, I would just kind of put some serious sleep on the agenda. And if you're sleeping, you're not eating. And so I would put on 10 pounds in that week that I was doing all that visiting and stuffing everything that wasn't moving fast into my mouth. But then when I got home, because I would sleep for like, I don't know, 10, 12 hours or something, I guess, to try and catch up, which you actually can't do, but at least I wasn't eating. So I would have lost three or four of those pounds, and then during the next week I would lose the rest of it. But as you get older, your metabolism isn't quite as cooperative. So now what I do, and I can't do it on days where I'm working because I really have understood that I get much more sluggish when I'm not eating or not sleeping, and I can't do that. I can't do it to y'all. So I can't do it on days when I'm working, but with days when I'm not working, a combination of sleep, Tylenol, and diet cranberry juice works pretty well. because the cranberry juice gives me enough. It's not real sugar, but it gives me enough, and it's tasty enough. So I don't feel I'm being deprived, but you do get a headache, so I do the Tylenol and some sleep. And but you know, and I have this kind of notion that I have to be in tip top shape to be doing the MC thing. I don't think anybody will notice but me. I mean, it's, you know, it's 5 or 6 pounds, which I notice. I don't think anybody else. I don't think they care. People who like me are going to like me anyway. People who don't like me are not going to say, wow, maybe I should like her because she's lost some weight. I don't think that's going to happen. So, yeah, right. Keep it in perspective. Guys are much more reasonable about it. I have seen guys, like on nude beaches when I used to do that kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
wandering around who had huge beer guts, little tiny scrawny legs, and were just happily prancing up and down the beach. And women who had nearly perfect bodies were really shy about it, and they would stay under the covers. Women are incredibly neurotic about their bodies, but you guys have taught us that.
Right.
You guys
I was going to say, it's
well, I mean, yeah, and I mean, to a certain extent, you have and you haven't. I'm not even sure it's that you have, because I think most men like a little bit more meat on women than women like on themselves.
Yeah.
And I don't think you guys notice particularly. We notice to a ridiculous extent. It's alarming. All righty. And speaking of ridiculous extent, on this day in 1527... Spanish and German troops sack Rome. Oh, you know what I should do, Blake? I should do the quiz for you.
Oh, yeah?
Because you know why this week was Star Trek week? Do you know which day it was?
You mean Star Wars, the May the 4th?
Yeah, Star Wars, right.
Yep.
Sorry. And you know why, right?
Yep, May the 4th.
Yeah. See, he got it. All right. That was a relatively easy one. May the 4th be with you. I made poor Jacob explain it yesterday, which he did a fabulous job, and he even added the lisp. So there we go. All right. So there we go. All right. So that's number one. Number two, do you know what Cinco de Mayo celebrates? This is a tricky one.
Is this Star Wars related, or is this like...
No,
you actually
nothing to do with
okay,
Star Wars.
Okay. No. Then Cinco de Mayo, that's Mexican independence, correct?
Wrong.
Oh.
It's what everybody thinks, though, so it's not. And we actually did that because, you know, yesterday was Cinco de Mayo, and I knew, I didn't remember exactly what it was, but I knew what it wasn't, which is kind of my the basis of a lot of my knowledge. I may not know the right answer, but I know what the wrong answer is.
There you go.
It is not Mexican Independence Day. Mexican Independence Day is in September.
Oh.
It was defeating, all right, here's the second part of the trick question. It was defeating an imperial force. Do you know which country that force was?
I'm going to guess the U.S.
No, not a bad guess, but because it turns out that Cinco de Mayo and the Civil War actually have some connection with one another. It's not a bad guess, but it's not right. It's actually a European country.
Oh. Yeah. I'm going to... Spain? I don't know.
That's, again, you're guessing the logical but inaccurate answer. It was actually France. It was Napoleon.
Oh, okay.
But everybody thinks Cinco de Mayo is celebrating Mexican Independence Day, which it is not. And everybody thinks when they sort of are informed that it's not, they say it's a victory at Pueblo, the Battle of Pueblo, over Spain. And it was not. It was over Napoleon. It was over France. And at that time, France had the best army in the world. So that was really considered an enormous victory and really inspired some of the border states that were free states about the Civil War, because it was about the same time.
Interesting.
1860s. Yeah, it really is. It's a much more interesting story than you think it is. And it's a big deal in the United States because my basic theory of American holiday celebrations is if there's a lot of liquor attached to it, it becomes a big deal. So we've got margaritas and cerveza.
There you go.
Of course, Cinco de Mayo is actually, it occurs to me, I did something quite accidental last night. I actually took a friend to go see American Psycho, which I'll review for you next week. And he said, let's go and get a cocktail. And I suggested Bloody Marys, and he said no. My drink of choice once every blue moon is Prosecco. And he said, oh, no, I'm going to try something else. So someone said, well, you really like a French martini. And there are two versions of a French martini. One, they both have champagne in it, and they both have Chambord in it. One has a little pineapple in it, pineapple juice. The other has a brown sugar cube. But it was appropriate to drink something French on Cinco de Mayo. Who knew?
Hmm.
There you go. 855-993-7569. Remember, it's Brooklyn 60 Days, so a little shorter program if you need to call me. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu. I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Maybe I'll take some pictures today and tomorrow of the America Cup race because it is so grim out today. And hopefully, I think it's supposed to be sunny finally tomorrow, so maybe we'll do before and after.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Or something. All right, maybe we'll do that. I'll send them off to you guys. All righty. Today in history, on this day in 1527, Spanish and German troops sack Rome. Some consider this the end of the Renaissance. 147 Swiss guards, including their commander, died fighting the forces of Charles V in order to allow Pope Clement VII to escape. I vaguely remember something about that. Do you?
Not really.
I don't think anybody would take on the Pope these days, but they did it then.
Yeah.
In 1536, Henry VIII orders English language Bibles be placed in every church. In 1539, the Great Bible would be provided for this purpose, which was an extraordinary thing to do. And then Henry breaks with Rome over the dissolution of the marriage. I will have my wife. I will have an heir. And then he didn't get one anyway. He didn't really understand X and Y chromosomes in 1536. What can I tell you? In 1757, English poet Christopher Smart was admitted into St. Luke's Hospital for Lunatics, charming name, beginning his six-year confinement to mental asylums. Actually, I have a friend who was from a very wealthy family, and when each of the kids would hit adolescence, the father would put the kids into a very ritzy, expensive, essentially asylum, until they were of age. It was barbaric.
What?
Yeah. I mean, he just figured he couldn't deal with them.
Wow.
And he had enough money and enough clout that he got them admitted to mental hospitals.
No nanny?
No. Well, nannies, not when you hit adolescence.
I guess.
For young children. They probably did have nannies when they were young. But when they hit teenage years, each one of them, there are four children. I actually met him once. He had a boat, and we were out on Lake Winnipesaukee in a storm, and I thought we were all going to die. It turned out it was, I think, his wife's money and his father's money, so he really had to prove his manhood in other ways, and he did in this bizarre way.
Hmm.
And I was young enough, I didn't really understand how incredibly, I mean, just brutal, that's a terrible thing to do. In 1861, Arkansas seceded from the Union. Civil War, a terrible time in American history. In 1915, on this day, Babe Ruth hits his first major league home run while pitching for the Boston Red Sox. The house that Babe built. The curse of the Bambino. In 1935, the WPA was created on this day. It was Executive Order 7034. A lot of people feel that was one of the things that really saved the country. And a lot of the buildings that were built, and the Hoover Dam was built, I think, with WPA money. There are a number of buildings in New York, one of which is is City Center. I think it's City Center, isn't it? It's beautiful, kind of almost Moorish style, and there's also a library in the village. Beautiful work from a lot of craftsmen who had emigrated to the United States and didn't have jobs, and WPA put them to work with these fantastic structures. A lot of people feel that we need to have that kind of system in place I'm one of those people, when kids graduate high school, that regardless of how much money you make or whether you go to college, that you have the year off, you do the year off notion, which is going to get a huge push because Obama's daughter is taking the year off before she goes to Harvard, and do something for the country. I don't know what she's doing for her year off, but I think it's a great idea. It certainly offsets racism and classism, and it gives you something to do for kids. It also lets you explore the working world a bit more. I think it's a great idea. On this day in 2004, the series finale of the television sitcom Friends is aired on NBC. The finale attracted 52.46 million viewers, making it the sixth most watched television series finale in U.S. history. Do you know what the first one was?
No, Frasier?
I think it's MASH.
MASH. Oh, yep.
I think it was MASH.
Yep. I think
although
right.
It may have been Wedding of Prince Charles and Lady Diana, Funeral of Diana, Michael Jackson's Memorial Service, The 33 Miners Tapped in Chile, Elvis Presley's show Live from Hawaii, The Wedding of Prince William and Catherine Middleton, supposedly had 2 billion viewers. 530 million people watched the global walk on the moon, surface of the moon in 1969. 14% of the total population of the world at the time, which is extraordinary thought, especially since it occurred in the middle of the night in Europe. Let's see if it says... overall broadcast, Cosby Show, Seinfeld, and Friends ranked among the world's most watched television programs. Let's see. As I recall, it was most watched series finale, top 10 list. Let's see what this is. Okay. Friends, 53. Country's highest rated Super Bowl TV series watched by 46% of the TV audience. Followed the Super. All right, so let's say highest rated single broadcast in U.S. history. I got it. It's a 150-minute long final episode of MASH. Do not mess with me. When it comes to trivia, you know everything but geography. The country's first ever and to date only regular primetime television series to be watched by more than 100 million American viewers for an episode. So there you go. 125 million Americans, or 60%, over 60% of American households, 77% of the total U.S. television viewers.
Jeez.
Can you believe that? Roots was the second in 1977. So it took a while to catch up. Let's see what after Roots. Everybody Loves Raymond. Star Trek The Next Generation. So there you go. Cheer. Final broadcast of The Fugitive. Cheers, Seinfeld. There you go. MASH, Roots, Cheers, The Fugitive, Seinfeld, Friends, Magnum P.I., The Night Show, the finale of Johnny Carson, Cosby Show, All in the Family, Family Ties, Home Improvement, Frasier, Dallas, Everybody Loves Raymond. So do not mess with MASH, folks. I mean, there are things that cannot be done. All righty, 855-993-7569. So we've got, speaking of the Pope, we've got the Pope. This Pope is really a very populist Pope. He's saying, he's scolding Europe. He's saying being a migrant is not a crime. Good for him. I don't know what's going to happen about that. For our friends in Canada, their firefighters are saying they're seeing no end to the wildfire in Canada. I don't know what we're going to do about that. I just hope for rain, I suppose. There we go. All right, I thought what we would do today is our sort of off, you know, Blake was very cute. He said, you know what we could put up on Monday is how did you spend your Mother's Day? And I said, that's a really tricky thing. I've done it before, and it's either been wonderful for people or it's been awful. So I'm not sure we're going to do that. I think maybe I'll just leave it to you. If you want to call in and talk about Mother's Day, you can do that. But I'm not sure I'm going to put it up just because I don't want to invite the competitive, well, my kid's better than your kid on Mother's Day. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 303-403-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bspa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Tony, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hello?
Hi, Tony.
Yes, Dr. Joy Brown. Thank you for taking my call.
You're most welcome. How might I help you, Tony?
Yes, Dr. Joy Brown. I have a question for you.
Okay.
Despite all the bills, the issues that are being brought up, in the, let's say on Beacon Hill and the negative surveys concerning corporal punishment, I was wondering if you think that it's still an effective way to deal with our children today, as it was opposed, say, to when I was growing up in my era, Dr. Brown.
So your dad smacked you around if you did something wrong?
Yes, Dr. Brown, yes. My mother was the disciplinarian, actually.
Oh, so your mom hit you. Yes. Did you feel it was effective for you, Tony?
Yes, I did.
In what way? Tell me how.
Well, I learned that there was consequences to my negative reaction.
Fair enough. And I certainly agree with you that children need to be taught that there's consequence to behavior. I think, Tony, the issue comes not about consequence and behavior, because I don't think anybody would disagree that that's really an important way to socialize children. The question is, what is the consequence? And I would argue that, let's say, unless your mom was really big, as you got older, her smacking you probably was not particularly physically painful. It was just embarrassing, or you felt like you let her down. The problem about about hitting a child is, first of all, if you do it in anger, when the child's small enough and you're big enough, you can really harm, do serious harm to the child, number one.
Okay.
Number two, if the child gets older, you're not going to have much control if that's the only control you have over the child.
In my, I observe kids how they act today, and they're totally disrespectful to their parents, and they have no morals in them. Also, I have relatives who, you know, tend to not want to give the kids a spanking now because they're afraid of the consequences they may face.
Well, it's true. It's illegal, actually, in Sweden to hit your kid. You can, a parent can literally go to jail. You know, Tony, you remind me, and I'm not teasing you. Well, maybe just a little. That there's a great quote that says that children today have no manners. They don't stand up when adults come into the room. They're running wild. They have no morals. It's written by Pliny the Elder, you know, like a couple thousand years ago. And that sort of, I think every generation looks to the next generation and says, oh my gosh, what's happening? Because, you know, I don't know about you, but we were the generation of rock and roll, and so, you know, that we were godless children, and yet we look at our kids and say, oh no, what's going on? I think every generation looks at the next one and says, oh my goodness, this is just off the end of civilization. My issue, Tony, I've told the story before of when my daughter was about 2.5, we were someplace, and her father was holding her, and I asked her what she wanted, and, you know, I said, do you want this or this? And she leaned over and slapped me. She was sitting on her father's shoulders, and I went, wham, we don't hit. And I thought, you know, there's something fundamentally wrong with this. That, you know, what does that mean, that a kid hits you and so you hit him back saying it's not okay to hit? And I just think that there are more effective ways of making your displeasure known with kids. And as I pointed out, as kids get older, the 2.5-year-old is a relatively controllable being.
Right.
A 10-year-old, not so much. And when you start hitting a 10-year-old, and you know, they may hit back, and at some point, they're going to get bigger than you are. So I think the point is that we help children respect themselves, respect rules, respect elders, and I think we do that not by slugging them. Because the problem is that I think that makes children either sneaky, or if you're not hitting them hard enough, then they figure they've gotten away with something. I think the deal is to say to a child that there is reward for positive behavior. There's also, I guess, my other part of as being a psychologist, Tony, is to sort of point out that every study ever done, and there have been a lot of them, suggests that negative reinforcement, which is basically spanking or punishing, doesn't work. It doesn't work in the prison system. It doesn't work in the home. It doesn't work at school. What does work is rewarding positive behavior, finding our kids doing something positive, and really ignoring the negative behavior. Because when a child begins behaving in a negative way, quite often it's for attention. And if they don't get attention from it, they're not going to do it. They may sort of try something different, and they may try harder. It may get more obnoxious before it goes away. But most of us, most human beings, and again, when we're talking about psychopaths, if you're talking about psychopaths, spanking isn't going to do any good anyway. But if we're talking about most normal human beings, we want to be praised. We want attention for doing something right, but we'd rather have attention than be ignored. So I think the clue with parenting is just to find your kids doing something right and praise them for it, so they feel that they have a way of getting attention from you. And then the negative behavior, I'm not naive enough to think kids will never try anything naughty, because I know myself. I know I've tried naughty things. But by and large, what we're trying to teach our children, as you point out, is a sense of responsibility. And I don't think that hitting really falls into that way of teaching them much responsibility about anything except avoiding being caught by somebody who's bigger than you are.
See, Dr. Brown, I was brought up in the, you know, the middle 50s, early 60s, and, you know, spanking was more relevant then, it appears, than it is now.
Well, I think that's true, but so was, treating women as sexual objects, and so was racism, and so were all a lot of things that we don't particularly agree to much anymore.
Right.
So was dumping trash in the Susquehanna River, you know, all sorts of things that we think, oh, bad idea.
Exactly.
So I think, Tony, I would like to think that we, as a species, were kind of evolving, and this is certainly one of those things that you remember that in the early history, there's still laws in some states it says it's okay for a man to hit a woman with a stick as long as it's no bigger than the width of his thumb. That's where the rule of thumb came from.
Okay.
And I think most of us would say that's not okay. It was okay up until, just about 150 years ago for one person to own another. That slavery was legal, was the law of the land.
I think they have to draw a line, Dr. Brown, between that and child abuse.
Well, but again, it becomes exactly as you point out, Tony, that becomes a really tricky line, doesn't it?
Right.
The one person's punishment, I mean, is it okay to hit a kid with your hand? Is it okay to leave a mark? Is it okay to hit with a stick? Is it okay to hit with a belt? And there are things that certainly were probably done maybe to you and maybe to people that you knew that today would be considered you'd lose your children.
Right.
That you would have, and again, I think it becomes much easier to say it's not okay to hit somebody. Because why that if you hit somebody on the street and they're a minor, is that just disciplinary action or is that assault? Well, you know, you see it gets very tricky. So maybe the easiest thing to do is just not get anywhere near that line and point out that there are other ways of disciplining children, especially if we started off early. It's because children, you know, the great story is, you know, I have told the story before of living in Houston, and when I would get very sad, I would go over and visit the elephant, who was very old and blind by the time I knew the elephant. And if you looked at the elephant, there was this little tiny chain that went to a kind of a stake in the ground. And even, you know, you don't have to be much of an engineer to figure out that elephant could have moved that, could have broken away very easily. And it turns out that the reason that the elephant didn't is that the chains are in the elephant's mind. You start off with a baby pup, a brand new elephant, and you get the biggest chain you can find and a big tree, and then you get bigger chains and bigger trees, and then at some point you can't get any bigger trees and you can't get any bigger chains and the elephant's getting bigger, and then you start reducing the size of the tree and the size of the chain, because at that moment the chain is in the elephant's mind. You don't need to do it anymore. And I would suggest, I'm not sure that we want our children to be chained to trees, but I think the idea is if you start with a young child and make clear what the boundaries are, what's okay and what's not okay, as they get older, you need less control because they've internalized it. They understand where the limits are. And I don't think smacking them has much to do with that, because you need to get much bigger chains and much bigger trees because they're going to get bigger. And there's no way of making it inside their head if all you've done is made them afraid of you. Because once you're not there, they're not going to be afraid. And once they figure out they're bigger than you are, they're not going to be afraid. So I'm not a great fan on a whole lot of levels. Not only the moral grounds, but I think I think just the psychological grounds. I just don't think it works. But I'm glad we talked about it.
Yeah, that whole issue about corporal punishment, exactly as we talked about, is getting more and more worldwide attention. Because it's pretty easy to make a rule that says you can't do this at all. Once you begin saying, well, you can do it okay, you can do it with this, you can't do it with that. I just saw a movie that I think opens the next couple of weeks where the father, it's one of those movies, it's set in Wales, and it makes you understand that, Scotland, Dark Horse is set in Wales. And it's not much of an ad for Scottish men, because the father is just really a brute, and he takes his adult son out to the barn and slaps him with a belt. I mean, beats him with a belt. And when the son doesn't respond, he does with the belt buckle. And I mean, it's stomach churning. And the idea being that what is this teaching except that big people can hit little people, and at some point, the son is bigger than the father. And if all you've taught your son is that if you're angry, that your size is what determines who's right and who's wrong, and the son gets bigger, you got a problem, Dad. So 855-993-7569. We'll come back and talk about wonderful memories, silly memories about your mom. So if you'd like to call and join in, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Troy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert
corporate reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
You woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you.
Guess what? The trail goes even deeper.
When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy
than you've ever been before.
Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802.
toolsforfreedom.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Before we start on mama stories, I have to tell you something that I discovered was a metaphor. And I've talked about it before, that it's that hooking somebody up to life support is an easy decision. Taking them off is a very difficult one. Getting into a war is very easy. Getting out of a war is very difficult. I've learned this in my own way, in my own metaphorical way, in two separate instances that are probably a decade apart. One was somebody gave me a turkey one year, and so I decided I was going to have a party, but I wasn't going to have it immediately. So it was a fresh turkey, so I wanted to freeze it. Well, turkeys, when they're fresh, are pretty pliable. You can kind of jam them into your freezer. When they freeze, you can't get them out. So things that are... And the other thing is that I have those bottles that you can make carbonated water in.
Yeah.
So they have about a 3 or 4 ton the diameter of a regular water bottle. And so every once in a while I think, well, I'll put a lime in it, or strawberries work fine, blueberries work fine, kiwis work fine. But what I have most of is usually lemons or limes, because I've used them for cooking or something. And so after I've squeezed them, I figure I'll put them in to flavor the water a little bit so it's not quite so boring. Easy to get them in. Try getting them out. So my answer to this is needle-nose pliers, which I'm sure no one, I'm sure every man who's got needle-nose pliers on his tool belt is going, what? But it works just fine. You just have grab them with your needle-nose pliers and pull those little rinds out. The thing I also could do next time is instead of jamming half of a lemon or half a lime, is I could cut them into smaller sections so they would actually come out. But that would be too easy. So that's my metaphor for the day. I also, as I said, saw American Psycho last night, which I decided had to be a metaphor, even though at one point in the music they say it's not a metaphor, but I think it is. There we go. All right. 855-993-7569. All right, Blake, do you have a funny mommy story?
Not so much a funny mom story. I have a memory in particular.
Okay.
Do you remember when Harry Potter first came out?
I do.
The movie. I remember. Yep. I think. Oh gosh, I was in first grade. My mom said, "Okay, you have a doctor's appointment today, and so I'm going to pull you out of school early."
You're in first grade. Okay.
Yes, and I'm like, okay. And of course, being the first grader that I am, the whole day I'm struck with anxiety of, oh gosh, I hope I don't have to get a shot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I get the announcement that I have to go down to the office. My mom's here to pick me up. Get into her car, and right away I'm just like, am I getting a shot? And she's like, well, check the glove box and you'll be able to find out. And in the glove box were two tickets to the Harry Potter movie.
Wow, what a cool mom. But although she scared the living daylights out of you, but,
yeah.
But it was probably even cooler. That's a pretty cool mom. But she figured if she pulled you out of school for Harry Potter, there would be hell to pay. So if you, and as a first grader, you'd probably spill the beans to somebody. So it's a seat in the service of fun.
Right, exactly.
So have you ever trusted your mom since then?
Oh, yeah.
No. All right, my favorite... I actually have two favorite mom memories. I actually have a bunch. But my favorite, we're celebrating a huge birthday for her in July. And I suggested to one of my sisters that we each get a white T-shirt and some appropriate magic markers and put our favorite bumper sticker statement about our mom on the T-shirt. And she said that was great. And mine would always be, lousy kids eating again. Somehow just encapsulates my childhood. The other thing is I can remember my mom getting, she was rushing. She was going to the airport to pick up my dad. And my dad didn't travel all that much, so I'm not sure exactly where he'd been, but she was very excited about it. And so she'd just gotten her hair done. And she went in the bathroom, and the first thing she did was she sprayed her hair. Well, unfortunately, the first thing she sprayed her hair with was bug spray. Why it was in the bathroom, not clear to me. So then she swore something, and bug spray is nasty and sticky. And then the next thing she sprayed her hair with was wax. My family had my mother's family made industrial products, so it was wax.
Ugh.
So that, and then she finally got to the hairspray, and I mean, poor mom. I don't know if she remembers that or not. Although as people get older, it's last in, first out, and first in, last out. So she'll tend to remember that. She may not remember if she had breakfast, but she'll remember that kind of stuff. All right. So she also, my mother was full of wrong wisdom. I was going to write a book at one point called Lies My Mother Told Me, which is that expensive clothes and cheap clothes are exactly the same except for the price. Not true, Mom. Not true. All right, let's see what other people said.
Yeah, so Francis says that my favorite memory is my mom teaching me how to make pie crust. She was not a huggy or kissy mom, but this was our time to bond. She was the best pie maker.
That's a great one. That's terrific, rolling all the stuff out and flour all over everything and pinching the edges. And that's great. I love that one. All right, what else we got?
Sushma says, when I was 12 years old, I would touch my mom's feet, and she gave me her bangle.
Bangle presumably being a bracelet.
That's what I would assume.
It sounds to me that's almost like a religious tradition or something. I'd love to have a little bit more clarity about that, but okay.
Let's see. And then Amy says, when I was 4 years old, we moved to a house in the country. It was spring, and the woods were full of wildflowers and daffodils. My mom took me out to the field guide, and we learned the names of the flowers and birds we saw. I still think of her whenever I see daffodils. Now that she's gone, I pick daffodils every spring and place them by her picture. She was always pointing out something beautiful she saw and taught me to see the beautiful things around me.
That's a lovely one. I have the sense that that my grandmother's a butterfly, so whenever I'm traveling, there is almost always a butterfly, no matter where I am, that comes swooping out of nowhere, and I figure it's Graham just keeping an eye on me. One of the comments, which was from my grandmother, not my mother, that we were having right after I got engaged, just before I graduated from college, and my parents had a reception for me in Denver. And I remember the dress. It was the first grown-up dress I think I ever owned. It was black silk, and it had kind of a low-cut front on it with some white daisies across it. And my grandmother said, hopefully you don't catch a cold. She also said probably the most famous line from my grandmother was that Joy has perfect diction, because if she didn't, you'd never understand a word she said because she talks so fast, even then. So. All right, keep going, folks.
Last one here is from Genevieve. She says, going shopping on Christmas Eve morning for last-minute preparations, another cherished quality time together with my mom.
You know, it's amazing. It's one of the things I worry about a little bit when I see all these moms with kids in fancy strollers, and the kid is playing with a computer or a little cell phone, and the mom's on the cell phone. Folks, it's those memories that you make that stick with you for a lifetime. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.